Okay, it's local news and features. We're in batch number 6 now. We've got 4 more news stories for you. My headlines are Inside Royal Stoke Unit, cutting A&E, wait and ambulance queues, and gritters raring to go as cold snap hits North Staffordshire. And Liz, can you just move your microphone a little bit? Because it's, that's better. Okay, speak.
Royal Stoke has work to do to tackle workforce racial inequalities, warning to illegal Stoke-on-Trent drivers as new police team hit the streets.
Okay, so I'll do the first story, which is Inside Royal Stoke Unit, cutting A&E waits and ambulance queues. A new hospital unit is reducing the amount of time patients are stuck in A&E and cutting the number of casualties treated on trolleys and corridors. The acute medical rapid assessment unit is also helping to get ambulances away from the Royal Stoke University Hospital quicker. Latest data shows that patients spend an average of 4 hours and 15 minutes in A&E in August, compared with 8 hours and 21 minutes in July. It comes as corridor care has been cut by 77% and more ambulances are now leaving the hospital inside 15 minutes of their arrival. Now the new unit, with 16 beds and 10 trolley spaces, has been officially opened. It is next to A&E and the Children's Hospital and aims to investigate, treat and discharge patients on the same day, freeing up space in A&E and other acute medical wards. Senior Sister Tina Cope said, "We aim for same-day emergency care. Historically, patients would come into the emergency department. They've had long periods of wait and then they would go to other areas. And actually now, what we can do with this facility is to be able to rapidly assess, treat and send them to the community. Our teams are experts in getting investigations completed on the day, so CT scans or giving patients fluid, for example, rather than a patient staying in 2 or 3 days. We can do that, check their blood and get them home. Since opening this unit, the decision to admit the amount of patients waiting in ambulances has significantly reduced." Royal Stoke Chief Executive Simon Constable opened the unit. He said the aim is to turn patients round quickly, get them the right diagnosis, get them on the right treatment pathway and get them home. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Zia Din said, "By increasing the number of patients we can treat and discharge on the same day or next day, we are able to reduce the demand on our A&E department and acute wards while ensuring that our patients receive the highest quality of care. Since the unit opened, we've seen an increase in the number of patients discharged early through the better utilisation of both additional beds and our community step-down services." So over to Liz, who's going to do the next story for us in batch number 6.
Royal Stoke has work to do to tackle workforce racial inequalities. Staffordshire's main hospital trust is not doing enough to tackle racial inequalities in its workforce, a new report says. University Hospitals of North Midlands, that's UHNM, has made improvements in some areas over the last 12 months, with Black, Asian and Minority Ethnic, that's BAME, BAME, workers now facing less bullying and harassment from colleagues or the public. But other indicators show the trust is going backwards. The percentage of BAME, BAME staff, reporting discrimination from a team leader or line manager has increased, while the proportion saying UHNM offers equal opportunities has fallen. Chief People Officer Jane Hare told a trust board meeting that rate of improvement had stagnated and there was work to do. The NHS requires trusts to produce annual reports on the Workforce Race Equality Standard, that's WRES, and the Workforce Disability Equality Standard, that's WDES. UHNM's latest WRES, that's the Racial Equality Standard, shows improvements in 6 years, while 3 have deteriorated. Shows improvements in 6 areas, while 3 have deteriorated. The WDES, that's Disability Equality Report, is more positive, with improvements on 9 out of 10 indicators. Miss Hare said, Broadly, the National Staff Survey shows that we've made a positive impact and we've got some good results. But nationally and at UHNM, University Hospitals North Midlands, we have seen stagnation around the equality, diversity and inclusion indicators, which absolutely confirms that we've got work to do in order to make real change for our colleagues, particularly those from black and minority ethnic backgrounds. The number of BAME, that's black and minority ethnic staff, at UHNM, sorry, there's a lot of initials in this article, the number of BAME staff at UHNM increased by 574 to 3,347 over the last year, equating to 26.6% of the workforce. But BAME workers are underrepresented in upper pay bands, with white staff 1.72 times more likely to be appointed from shortlisting, up from 1.58 in 2023. Just 41.4% of BAME staff believe the trust provides equal opportunities for career progression, compared to 59.9% of white workers. But the proportion of BAME workers reporting bullying or harassment at work from patients and other members of the public fell from 37.2% to 29.9%. Ms. Hare said there was a worrying gap between BAME and white staff in relation to career progress, which would now be an area of focus. This includes de-biasing the trust's recruitment processes and work to ensure a good talent pipeline coming through the organisation. There will also be campaigns to build cultural awareness across the workforce, including having difficult conversations about race. Ms. Hare added, "In summary, we must challenge ourselves to be even bolder, to take more ambitious steps. We need to ensure our vision is well communicated. We've got strong building blocks in place. We've got a good, strong anti-racist statement. We've got a real, clear commitment to change. But that's not landing across the organisation at the rate we would need it to." Dr. Matthew Lewis, Chief Medical Officer, told the board that work was being done to support BAME doctors to get into leadership positions at the Trust. He said, "We now run twice a year leadership events for doctors, for people who are planning on applying for clinical lead or director roles. At the moment, I recognise that we're probably not representative of our whole workforce at the moment."
Wonderful stuff. Many thanks for that. And as I do the next story, Les has a nibble on some chocolate. So, gritters are raring to go as cold snap hits North Staffordshire. A fleet of gritters is ready to hit the roads in North Staffordshire as council chiefs prepare for winter. This week is usually the time when the gritting season gets underway in an effort to keep the network moving. Officials say from this period, temperatures and road conditions will be monitored from weather stations around Staffordshire to help to determine just when gritters are needed. It comes as temperatures have nosedived this week, with families in many areas waking up with frost in the morning. Staffordshire County Council, which is responsible for the roads outside of the potteries, says it's suitably prepared. There are currently 38 gritters, more than 20,000 tonnes of salt, and a team of snow ploughs. There's also the team of hill contractors whose aim is to tackle the notorious routes on higher ground in the moorlands, which traditionally sees far more snow than other parts of North Staffordshire. Highway bosses say that on typical winter days and nights, the authority will focus on major routes. However, in prolonged spells of ice and snow, which may happen during the winter, crews will work around the clock to treat other routes. Councillor Mark Deville, the County Council's Cabinet Member for Strategic Highways said, October always marks the first run of the season for our gritters, so we can really put them through their paces and check everything is winter ready. From the end of the month, crews will be monitoring temperatures and road conditions on a daily basis, and we'll be sending out crews whenever bad weather hits. Having a day like today reassures us that our fleet of gritters have been put to the test and are really well prepared to deal with the adverse weather conditions. Of course, we'll be doing our usual road maintenance for as long as weather conditions remain favourable, but our hard-working crews are all ready when the bad weather eventually hits the county. So over to Liz now, who is going to do the final story for us in Batch 6.
Warning to illegal Stoke-on-Trent drivers as new police team hit the streets. A new look Rose policing team will aim to put the brakes on illegal drivers in the Potteries, along with targeting some of the city's notorious collision spots. And Staffordshire Police's 24-hour road crime team, that's the RCT, is being led by two senior officers who both trod the neighbourhood beat in Stoke-on-Trent. Now the new outfit has vowed to combat some of the city's long-running issues, such as nuisance bikers and the number of crashes which blight the area's road network. Chiefs say the changes to the force's road policing unit mean cops will be able to respond quicker to incidents, including those in remote areas. The restructure has also seen collision investigators previously covering both the county and the broader West Midlands will now be solely focused in Staffordshire. That comes as Central Motorway Police Group, that's CMPG, was dissolved, with the previous arrangement between the Staffordshire Constabulary and other forces coming to an end. It will mean the RCT, that's Road Crime Team, cops primarily focus on motorways falling in the county, such as the M6, along with major A roads, including the A500 and the A50. On a local level, the team will be working closely with councils to get to grips with road issues, such as collision hotspots. Data provided by authorities, such as Stoke-on-Trent City Council, will help officers target areas with long-standing problems. Heading up the RCT is Chief Inspector Scott McGrath, previously commander with Stoke-on-Trent North local policing team, with Inspector Chris Moss, who held a senior role with Stoke-on-Trent South local policing team. The team was officially launched on the 1st of October and in the opening days has made a series of arrests, along with recovering at least 7 stolen cars. Motorists flouting the rules around insecure loads, bold tyres, using a mobile phone and speeding have also been dealt with 33 tickets dished out. The cops have also linked up with bodies such as the DVSA with a check site set up in the loading area of Festival Park, where over 30 vehicles were pulled over. Chief Inspector McGrath told Stoke-on-Trent Live that he is acutely aware of some of the crime issues in road crime issues in the city. He said, "We have a harm prevention team as part of the unit going out in unmarked and marked vehicles in Stoke-on-Trent, and they are looking for those vehicles being driven in a way that puts people at risk of harm, along with identifying those involved in criminal activity. Residents will regularly bemoan the action of drivers on certain city stretches, whether it's off-road bikes or car cruising." Chief Inspector McGrath said, "We have to direct the resources that we have, and if there is a street or road that's a real issue, what we want to do is understand the problems and see if it's about enforcement or something more. In the team, we have two problem-solving officers who will work with the LPTs on various issues. The team also boasts drone pilots, a soon-to-be-increasing number of off-road bikers and cops able to carry out safety checks on vehicles to see if they are roadworthy. While the officers will routinely be looking for fatal four offenders, speeding, using a phone, not wearing a seatbelt, and being behind the wheel while under the influence, they're also taxed with spotting criminals out on the road. there has been a growing issue in not just North Staffordshire, but several other counties of county lines where dealers have looked to target vulnerable residents and peddle drugs. Chief Inspector McGrath said, there is perhaps an idea that we are revenue generating by stopping people speeding or using a phone, but they are major factors in collisions which can be avoided. We are also looking to identify criminals coming in from elsewhere to the city. The problem of nuisance bikers has been a blight on many parts of North Staffordshire. Such has been the problem in the Potteries that the force teamed up with Stoke-on-Trent City Council for the ongoing Operation Transom. It came in response to off-road bikes going along pavements, parks with fed-up drivers even seeing individuals performing wheelies on key routes in the city. In response, the team will head out on their own off-road bikes to catch offenders, along with sending up drones. Sergeant Anthony McKenzie, who leads the proactive and harm prevention team, said, "We are determined to tackle vehicle-related antisocial behaviour, that's ASB, and we will employ effective and robust tactics, including drones, in order to track, locate and deal with suspects. We also have a team of specially trained officers at our disposal who will be deployed to incidents on off-road bikes so we can go where the suspects go, making it much harder for them to escape once identified. On many occasions, the actions of those involved in this type of behaviour have not only been antisocial but also reckless and criminal. Riders risk injuring themselves, other road users and pedestrians. They will be dealt with accordingly through disqualification, arrest and prosecution." Chief Inspector McGrath says they want to increase the number of cops trained to head out on off-road bikes. He added, "We have a number of drone pilots and working with local policing teams, I am confident it will increase public confidence around tackling the antisocial use of motorbikes across our county." Dave Evans is a city councillor representing the Norton, Milton and Baddeley Green areas of Stoke-on-Trent. He is also Deputy Staffordshire Commissioner for Police, Fire and Rescue and Crime. Councillor Evans said, "The antisocial use of off-road bikes and other vehicles is a concern for many of our communities, as this kind of dangerous, reckless driving not only risks injury to riders and the public, but also causes damage to our open spaces. Tackling this kind of criminality remains a priority in the Commissioner's refreshed issue. I would encourage anyone who is concerned about the illegal and antisocial use of off-road bikes and vehicles to report their concerns. Residents are being told to expect to see the new team in their neighbourhood as efforts continue to tackle the number of smashes in North Staffordshire. There are various hotspot locations in the county where some have lost their lives. Last year, a total of 45 people died in crashes in Staffordshire. Inspector Sean Hathaway and experienced officers, I think it means and experienced officers, previously with CMPG, is part of the new team and wants to tackle the number of collisions. Inspector Hathaway said, "One of our main priorities in Staffordshire is reducing the number of people killed and seriously injured on our roads. We can only achieve this by carrying out regular, proactive local enforcement backed by targeted educational campaigns and engagement with road users in our communities. In particular, we'll be targeting those high-risk individuals who use their vehicles in a way that puts others at an increased risk of harm. Regardless of whether collisions happen because of reckless criminal action, like drink driving, or because of personal negligence, we believe that every single one is avoidable. The four biggest contributors to road casualties are called the Fatal Four. They include drink and drug driving, using a mobile phone at the wheel, speeding and not wearing a seatbelt. Our message is very clear. If you choose to drive your vehicle in Staffordshire in a way that presents a threat to the safety of other road users, then we're out there looking for you and we will deal with you robustly. Local communities can expect officers in the new road crime team to be regularly carrying out proactive enforcement holding engagement events with drivers across the county, and committing efforts to championing road safety in local communities.